Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Trace, how are you? What is your schema for present wrapping? Are you a meticulous, like, shiny gift wrap? Are you reusable? What are your thoughts on gift wrapping?
Chaz is meticulous. Like, he will take and wrap with origami folds and all this. I mean, you don't even want to open them.
Yeah. I saw a lot of those. I kept pinning the same thing on social media on how you can fold, and it gives you this pocket for a little note, which I never write notes. I have completely the opposite. I slap it together with lots of tape because I have not been tidy and I need lots of tape. And then I put some of those ribbons where you do the scissor to curl them.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw a few over those over the bad spot. Call it good. So Eric M. Mass of Vanderbilt University has some news for us on the gift wrap front. And you, Chaz may want to reconsider his method, because Eric and his colleagues studied, do they really want the very tidy, beautifully wrapped gift? And he had some interesting results.
Oh, so like, how does the receiver? Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right.
Yeah. So is that beautifully wrapped gift important? Can you get away with sloppy? What do people think about those gifts? In a 2019 paper published by the Journal of Consumer Psychology, University of Nevada, Reno professors Jessica Rixom and Brett Rixom and postdoctoral student Eric Mass conducted some experiments to decide the impact of gift wrap. And I have not considered this, but I have good news for you sloppy people. So they did three experiments. The first one had 180 students. They asked them to come to a lab for some extra credit. So you get lots. It's easy to get students who are like, I just go there for under credit, half hour. I am in. And so the setup for them was that they had a gift that the participants would receive upon arrival. And it was mugs. 50% of them were Miami Heat mugs. I believe that's basketball. Orlando Magic was the other 50%. And half of each set of mugs was wrapped beautifully or sloppily. So you might get a beautifully wrapped Miami Heat or Orlando Magic mug, or a terribly wrapped Miami Heat or Orlando Magic mug. Now, the final step of this was that all participants were identified as Miami Heat fans. They might not disdain the Orlando Magic, but they were actively fans of the Heat.
What an interesting, I mean, like,
who thought of this? Yeah.
Yeah. And then how were they interviewing people to, okay. So anyway, yeah. All right. So got your toddler wrapped gift and your fancy wrapped gift.
Yeah. So the result was that those that received either mug that was wrapped in a more disheveled way were happier. The nicely wrapped gifts were less desirable. So they're like, well, why? Why would they not? Because you might get a Miami Heat mug and you like the Miami Heat, but they weren't as satisfied as the people who reported being actively pleased to get an Orlando Magic mug, even though they're not like particularly fans in this not so nice wrapping.
Okay. How do you even deter?
I think it was self-reporting. So they would ask, how did you feel about this gift? Huh. And so they'd keep track of who had sloppy, who had not. And the ones that rated higher overall were the ones that didn't have as beautifully wrapped a gift. Huh. That leads to questions. So experiment number two, they recruited more students and asked them to view images of neatly wrapped gifts and sloppily wrapped gifts. And so the expectation was that they would report, you know, beautiful gifts are pretty. So what they put into the gifts, though, because the students are eventually going to get to know what's inside, is JVC earbuds. And the students were told to imagine opening the gift and rate their actual attitude toward it. So how did you feel when you opened the sloppy gift and found JVC earbuds? And how did you feel when this beautiful, professionally wrapped gift turned out to be earbuds? And the result was along the same lines. The expectation for the beautifully wrapped gift was significantly higher. And so then it's like, earbuds. When the sloppy wrapped gifts were opened, they're like, earbuds? I thought this was definitely a bookmark, you know? And so it suggested that people were using that wrapping as a cue to how good the gift would be.
You know, I never, huh?
Mm-hmm. So final experiment to really flesh out all the hows and whys of this for their particular set of questions was they wanted to zero in on whether this effect depended on relationship between the giver and the recipient. Does it matter if it's a close friend giving this? How does that affect it? So again, they got themselves a nationally representative sample of 261 adults and asked them to imagine being at a party and a secret gift exchange is happening. So at random, participants viewed images and imagined receiving either a neat or a sloppy gift. They also instructed them to imagine either this neat gift is from a friend or an acquaintance, and this sloppy gift is a friend or an acquaintance. So the four variables are neat, sloppy, friend, acquaintance.
Right.
And when it came to the close friends receiving sloppy gifts, they're like, thank you, earbuds, you know. And again, the beautifully wrapped gift, they had higher expectations and were more disappointed. The interesting to me was that the beautifully wrapped gifts from acquaintances were more satisfying. You cannot get away with this if the people are not beloved to you. So the way this works is that your beloved family will look past the shabby wrapping and be delighted that you got them something better than they expected. But with, like, if you're doing a work potluck thing with a gift exchange, you should wrap it nicer.
Okay, so now I have a question that came up because what would happen if this same study was done in some place like Japan, where they really revere like that perfect presentation, right? You know,
where it's a courtesy. Yeah, I do think you're right that it would not be the same results. I do think we should qualify that this is a U.S. study.
Yeah.
But overall, for the experiments that they did in the U.S. in general, I think you're right, though.
Wow. And I, you know, my takeaway from this is that Americans just expect us to all be really crappy at wrapping presents. And that, like, if it's super fancy, you know, what, why? Because it's that expectation level. Oh, it's so fancy. It has to be something. So, I mean, like, the fact that Chaz goes super fancy on, like, wrapping a chapstick to go in your stocking.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a high payoff for that. You want to do some expectation management.
Well, that's true. Although, see, but because we know him, right? You know, we know that this is part of how he shows his affection is like putting all of this artistry into it. But this makes me feel better about the times that I have wrapped presents while sitting on the carpet as a younger person and got cat hair in the tape.
Which was taped onto a grocery sack that you forgot to turn inside out. So the label is on the back side that you got this at Super One.
Oh, yeah.
And so the fact that it's Airbuds is awesome because it's not a box of saltines.
I still want to know how they interviewed. Okay, so it's a volunteer thing, and you're going to come in, and we're going to do a study. So how do you feel about this football team?
Yeah. You know? first, before you sit down, heat or magic? Magic, you can go, thank you.
Who wrapped the crappy ones? Who determined how crappy was just crappy enough?
So that's the science of gift wrapping. Know your audience. And if you have some gift wrapping anxiety or a lack of dexterity, it's okay. Either have that corporate gift, be at peace with your skill level for your family. Life advice from Amy Barton. It's okay to be a disaster.
Oh, I like that. That should be our new...
It's going to be a t-shirt.
Exactly. It's okay to be a disaster. In fact, I'm going to write that down. Well, if you would like to hear more episodes, you can ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also check out our Instagram. Just look for Brain Junk for fun science facts and photographs. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.